This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I just want to let all y'all know that Rich Sheehan's doing well. He is hunting, gathering, canning, pressure cooking, hanging meat. He's doing all of those things. He does this for several weeks every winter, and we've been with Rich for years and years and years. And so in case you're worrying that Rich is something happened to Rich, no, he's real busy and he will be back in a few weeks. And he's really doing well. So I just want to let you know, you don't need to be concerned about Rich. And is he coming back? Yes. And Kyle and I may switch to, you know, Thursdays as Kyle's schedule permits. One of Arjun is on hold in West Virginia, and I just want to mention one thing so we don't run out of time and omit this. You know, as it's getting colder, class, you're going to want to make sure your batteries in your vehicles are charged. If a battery freezes, a lead acid battery freezes, and it's not charged near full capacity, it can freeze. And if it freezes, the freezing electrolyte will buckle the lead plates and permanently destroy your car battery. And batteries, since Barry Satoro was in office and he closed down the lead refining plants and manufacturing and mines in the United States, lead has become more and more expensive, and the price of battery has it's doubled at least, sometimes has tripled. So I wanted to let you know that you should probably get a battery charger if you don't have one. And Xantrex, X-A-N-T-R-E-X, I think is absolutely the finest, but they are pricey. They really are. And in our garage and in our barn, I've done something that I haven't seen elsewhere. And that's, I've taken a 50-foot extension cord, one of those orange cords, 16-gauge wire, and I've cut the ends off. I've cut the ends off so I could reuse them if I want. So I've probably left a foot of orange extension cord on the both ends of, you know, the plugs and the receptacle and the extension cord, those 50-footers. And I soldered those 48 feet of remaining wire in between the battery charger and the cable clamps that attach to the battery. So instead of having like a 4, 5, or 6 foot cord on the battery charger, I've got a 48-foot cord. And the reason, and that's on the DC side, the 12-volt side. And the reason is I just hang the charger on the wall near an outlet, and I just drag that cord across the barn or across the garage, and I can charge vehicles inside and outside the garage and across the barn. So I have a bunch of them. I don't have just one or two. I have probably 6 or 7 of those, and they have these 50-foot cords on them, and we use them to charge all of our equipment. And the idea is you do not want your battery to run or to run down and be not fully topped off in the winter, because it will freeze and destroy itself. Kyle, any quick comments before we take Arjun's call?
Yeah, you don't want to charge, if you're running a 16-size wire, you don't want to charge them things at a real high rate. You're better off charging them at about 2 amps, 10 at the absolute maximum for charging stuff like that. But that's pushing it right to the absolute edge, 10 amps for long distance on a 16-gauge wire.
Yeah, Kyle's so absolutely right.
The other thing, too, is if you're storing batteries, like I have probably 4 different batteries that are sitting. I keep them. I know it's kind of an old wives' tale, but I'm stuck with it in my head. I put them on wood in my shop. not on the concrete floor so that the cold concrete sucks the cold out of them, but if they're spare batteries. And so every once in a while, literally probably every 2 months, I will take, pull up a battery, set it on the shelf and, or on my bench, and throw a battery charger on it and charge it up and make sure that it's topped off. And almost always they're fine. If you top them off really well, before winter, they will usually last just fine. It only takes like 20 or 30 minutes to top them off again. If you can't afford a Xantrax, which is the best, there is another brand. I had a, and this is a little small, easy, portable, battery charger that I had for 20 years. It's called a Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. And it's an extremely good brand. But mine finally, it has a little 50 amp boost on it. The one that I have has a 50 amp boost, and then it'll charge 10 amps or 2 amps and gives you the option. Well, about 2 years ago, that little thing, I went out there, my wife's car, for some reason got left on in it and the battery was dead. And I was just going to take it out there and jump her car with the 50 amp boost because I'd done this many times over the years. I'm talking 20 years. And, something popped inside of it and it died. So I started hunting around because I want another one. It lasted like crazy. And, funniest thing, you know, as you hunt for stuff in particular, you can find them. So I found three more of them at prices from $35 to $5. One $5 and one $15 and one $35. And I bought three more of them just to have them in stock because it dawned on me that's the only one I'd had. It's been totally foolproof. But, it dawned on me I don't want to be without them. They're extremely well built. Mine has been extremely well built and lasted all these years, literally 20 years at least. So we can go to Arjun. That'd be fine.
Yeah. And, Class, what I'm saying is, and Kyle put an exclamation point on, do not charge with these long cords like I do, you know, more than 10 amps. I typically charge 6 to 8 amps with, one of these 48-foot, 16-gauge cords. You do not want to put a lot of current through it because the extension cord can't handle it. I'm talking about on the DC side. And, there's one other thing, and that is there are these loads that cars have with all these computers today. So if you have a newer car, it has computers that are sensing, am I being stolen? Am I being stolen? You know, these computers are running, and they're running the battery down while you sleep. So even though it doesn't look like you're driving your car, the battery is being discharged, you know, continuously. So if you have a vehicle where the battery is connected to the car, you might want to check it, every month in the wintertime and top it off. So those are some thoughts. Xantrax, I think, as Kyle said, is that's my first choice. My second choice is Schumacher, and we have both of them for those two reasons. If I absolutely have to make sure that it's being charged the best way, that's going to be the Xantrax. If I'm confident the battery's okay, I will certainly use the Schumachers, and they are absolutely excellent as well. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome, and thank you for being on hold.
Just wanted to add a comment and then I will just ask like one question. So I just wanted to say that people who want to move, it takes a little bit of planning and it's a little bit scary. And the thing is that like if you want to move, let's say, from city area to a rural area, the thing is that like you will have like setbacks. You will run into trouble. But the thing is that like everything is directly dependent on your determination. How much you actually trust what is being said here on USA Prepares and how much you are determined to do the things that are being taught here. And if you are determined enough, you know, like you can solve your problems. Now, the question that I have is, there is one road that connects, that is the last road that I use to get to my home. And sometimes there is a river, you know, like very just on one side of this road. So sometimes I've seen this, like this thing has happened just one time actually. So this river actually goes up, and this road is like it goes on top of the road, you know, like so road is completely submerged, you know, like parts of the road, they are up and down, they are submerged in the river. And the thing is that like it's not advisable, like you drive over the water, because you can, you know, like it's you know, like they advise that like if you have like any electric car or these hybrid cars, you know, like these systems can lock you in, and that like you cannot get out of the car, and so those things can happen. In those scenarios, how would you tackle this? Like you cannot get to your home. How do you, like, can you go to police and ask them if they can arrange a house, like a place for you for that night if the road is all blocked, like because of the river thing? You know, if this makes sense.
Okay. If I understood what your question is, Arjun, that you live in West Virginia, and it's kind of hilly there. Actually, it's very hilly. And some of the roads may get flooded, and you know, do you drive through the water? Well, my answer is, if the water is almost as high as the center of the wheel, meaning the wheels on the ground, the four wheels, if it's almost as high as the center, absolutely do not do it. And I'll tell you why. Because there are wheel bearings that and hub bearings that can get wet, and the water can seep in, and they won't damage it right now, but they'll damage it a little later, and you'll be replacing wheel bearings, rear wheel bearings, front hub bearings, etc. So that's one thing. So what I do is I make sure I don't go out when I'm expecting, you know, flooding like that. And we have flooding here in Missouri. And, you know, we can, if we leave our driveway, we can turn left or right. And sometimes going left is flooded. Sometimes going right is flooded. And we have a 3/4-ton pickup truck that is pretty high off the ground. But still, the wheel hubs are 16-inch wheel hubs. So we still have the potential for driving through, you know, flooded roads. We don't do it. We don't do it because water will get into those hubs. The next question is, where do you go? Well, you're going to have to figure that out ahead of time. Can you go to a police station? I guess you could. You can go to a store and kind of just hang out there for, you know, several hours. And we've had times where we've been out and there was an unexpected flash flood, and one of our families stuck on the other side of the flood on our road. And the answer is, there's no real rush to get home. Just make yourself comfortable. So we have food and water and blankets, and we have that in our cars anyway, in trucks. So we know that if we get stranded, we can camp out for a while, and we never, never, never let the fuel go below a quarter of a tank. Actually, I don't like it to get below a half a tank. So if you have to run the heat in the winter, if you're stranded, you at least have a half a tank. Kyle, any comments?
No, that's exactly right, Vince, because most people don't realize on all of these modern cars where the fuel pump is in the gas tank, the fuel pump sits upright. It stands up. Literally, the little motor sits upright in the tank, and it has a little filter sock-looking thing is what we always called it, and it's about 4 or 5 inches long, and it lays along the bottom of the tank. That's where it sucks the fuel from. But the gasoline that is up there above the little motor is the only thing that cools it. I'll answer some more on the other side.
Yeah, we're talking about multiple things here. You don't want your electric fuel pump and your fuel tank to overheat. So the only coolant is the gasoline, and you need enough of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was listening to that commercial during the bottom, during the quarter break. And this is Mommy's Jam. I got to tell you, I have never pretended or lied to our children and said, this is Daddy's Jam, that nonsense. Daddy loves it. I would never do that. However, talking about why we wear seatbelts, etc., but I think it's ridiculous to pretend that the parents like that ridiculous, I don't know what you'd call it, can't call it music. Kyle, any comments about what we've been talking about with Arjun?
Yeah, so I wanted to finish this thing with the fuel pump, folks. So if and I've told all my kids multiple times, if you have to, if you're running your car and you're going to put gas in it, when it's a third of a tank, it's empty, because that's the 1/3 of the tank is approximately when the gas starts dropping below that little electric motor that is your fuel pump. And I literally have seen it happen where one time that you run the car out of gasoline and the little motor is burned up. Literally, you got to pull the gas tank out, take it all apart, and replace the fuel pump all over again. So it's a very expensive operation for just making sure that your tank is full. The other thing I would throw out, Arjun, is that the only reason to go through water that, and I still wouldn't go up to water, like just exactly like Vince said, if it's normal times, stay away from the bottom of the middle of your wheel. Stay away from that area. Because I don't care what they tell you, those seals are just not, water finds a way. And just like Vince said, you will wind up replacing wheel bearings. So the only time I would ever do that is if something was an emergency. If I absolutely was, you know, fixing to go out, and even then, I'd be looking for another way because you just don't know what's washed out below that water. You know, if you, and one thing's for sure, your car gets washed away, you're in for the ride of your life, literally. So just be aware of that. I'm not saying that, you know, if you know for sure something that way compared to if you don't know, but one thing's for sure that you don't know is what's below that water and what's gone and what ain't gone.
You know, the question arises sometimes, why are manhole covers round? And you may think this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Manhole covers are round so they don't fall in. You know, if they were square, they could fall in. If they're octagonal, they could fall in. But a round manhole cover can't fall in. So, but what happens is during some floods, the water pressure from the underground plumbing, the sewer pipes, the drain pipes, etc., can be so great it can push the manhole cover up and out. And if that happens, you won't know it if you're driving through a lot of water and the manhole cover has been popped out and is no longer covering that hole in the road. And if you hit that with your front wheel, you're not gonna, you're going to go into that manhole cover hole and you're not coming out. That wheel is going to stay there. It will not come out. You can put it in reverse. You can put it in forward. It's not coming out. So you're there until the water recedes, period. And you can die. So driving through water, you have no idea, typically, if the water is 3 inches deep or 3 feet deep, you know, if you're in an area that you haven't been before. You have no idea. Now, around here, there are signs where there's flooding, and it'll say, you know, 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 foot, 4 feet, 5 feet. And there are these yellow signs with these black numbers on them. And that tells you how deep the water is. So that if you're going to try to go through it, and it says four, and the water level's at four, you're not going through it. Okay, your engine's going to suck in water instead of air, and it's going to lock up. You're not going anywhere. So, and then the next thing that happens is the car kind of drifts downstream because generally they float. So you need to be really, really careful of that. And one other thing about gasoline and gas in tanks, we just recently went on a third call for a vehicle not starting. You know, sometimes I go out with our son and he gets a call, you know, car stuck, it won't start. And what happens is the owner will fill the gas or leave the gas tank at one quarter full and then drive up a hilly driveway and then park where the vehicle is leaning to one side or the other. And the fuel is in one side of the fuel tank and the fuel pump can't reach it and pump it and the car won't start. So another case for no less than half a tank.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce issued a statement late Monday clarifying its support for the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill if passed independently. The organization also rejected President Biden linking it to his massive $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. The Chinese military has flown a record 145 flights into Taiwan's air defense during the past 4 days, escalating Beijing's campaign of intimidation. President Biden has responded by saying the need to ensure his strategy of vigorous competition with China does not veer into conflict. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is set to announce his resignation Tuesday after 12 years in the role. U.S. Coast Guard officials are looking into a ship's anchor as possible cause for the California oil spill over the weekend. 3,000 barrels of crude oil were dumped into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
During a visit to Arizona State University on Sunday, Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema was harassed by a group of students over her opposition to the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Sinema was cornered by students while entering the bathroom. One of the students stood outside the stall videotaping while demanding her support to the massive social spending bill and threatened to vote her out of office if she refused. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich on Fox News says socialist Democrats are playing with fire.
The totalitarian left, which is what you're watching in that bathroom and what you're watching around Senator Manchin, they're playing with fire. Remember, there are a lot more of us than there are of these crazed radicals. And if we ever decide to respond in kind, they'll be gone. The big government socialists are desperate. And that's what you're seeing is a desperation, which I think the rest of the country is beginning to react to. And that's why you're getting these chants in football stadiums and at Talladega. The average American is fed up with being browbeaten by a bunch of crazy left-wing radicals.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News is speaking out against the Biden administration's Afghanistan failure.
But I have to tell you, the idea that we abandoned Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night without telling our allies, and worst of all, that we left Americans and American allies behind was unconscionable.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fox it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I think that was a pretty long, drawn-out answer, but the bottom line is if you have a quarter of a tank of fuel and you're parked on a hill or the car is tilted one way or the other, right or left, you may not be able to pick up the fuel from the bottom of your tank. That's absolutely the case if you have an eighth of a tank of fuel. Arjun, did we answer your question or not?
Yes, absolutely, as always. That's all I have for today.
Arjun, I love it when you call. You are the poster man or the poster boy for jumping out of the fire and making your own way, leaving the Garden State, as they used to call it, New Jersey.
Because of you and just prepare. I thought okay, let me listen to USA Prepares. I just clicked on USA Prepares. And that program was amazing, man. And, you know, like, then I listened to, like, other programs as well. And then I called in, like, close to June or July of last year. And then I listen every day. So, I mean, like, it's just that, like, you know, like, whatever we are teaching here in USA Prepares, it makes sense. And that's the right approach. That's the correct thing to do. Everything in city areas, they are all blown up, you know. I've been moving for many places, so I'm quite used to moving. So it was not as scary for me, but the thing is that, like, it's just that you have to take, like, first step, and then, you know, like, then, and you have to be determined, because there will be, like, lot of setbacks. There will be lot of setbacks. But if you're determined, and if you can think and plan that, like, okay, from step 1 to step 10, I know everything, how there will be problems in between, but like, if you can plan it out, you know, like, you can do it, you know. It's as simple as that. Here, you know, like, I am the only guy who's actually brown in color, so, I mean, like, the people look at me differently, you know, like, and it's like almost everyone is white here, you know, and they look at me like, who is this guy, you know, like, it's just fine, you know, like, whatever is taught here is much more correct and important than what we thought about, you know, like, previously living in the city area, you know. Mm-hmm. No, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Arjun, I have a question for you. You listen to other broadcasts as well. Do they say the same kinds of things that we say, or do we say them differently, or do we talk about different topics? What is the difference between us and the other broadcasts? Because I do not listen to the radio.
Yep. So I listen to, like, I used to listen to RBN, Mike Rivero, and what they used to, and, like, few other, a long time back, I used to listen to, like, Alex Jones, but all they are talking about is just politics, for which, as Dr. Sheely says, you cannot do anything about it. And if you cannot do anything about that, just detach yourself. So, the thing is that all they do is, and they copy you, you know, like, they copy USA Prepares, like, RBN is actually copy. I'm not going to specifically name them, but they are actually copying us. So if Gwyneth talks about ivermectin, so they will copy it and say that on their show, like, in 2-3 days, you know, like, from whatever we say today. So, and the thing is that, like, we talk about preparedness, so they will copy it, and they will, their wives, they will come and they will say the same thing, that you have to be prepared, you have to put, like, cans, like, as you taught us, you know, like, about the cans, how many cans you need for one day, for survival. How many that will count to 1 month? How many that will count to 6 months? They were saying the same thing, they were copying us, and they are saying the same thing there, you know. So, and they just beg for money all the time.
I am delighted the way you said that. They are copying us. You didn't say, you included you in that, and I am so delighted that you said it that way, because it is us. It's our instructors, it's our students, it's all of us here at USA Prepares. I've got a grin from ear to ear the way you said that. And, you know, some of the people who are on the other network that you mentioned, they've been to the farm, and every one of them has been stunned by what they saw here, the way we do it. You know, some people talk about it, we actually do it, and they saw firsthand that we do it. And so when a question comes up, we can answer it. We don't have to say, hold on, let me look that up for you. We can answer it right off the top of our heads, because we've done it many, many times over the years, over and over again. And that's Kyle, it's Gwyneth, it's Dr. Sheely, it's Rich Sheban. It's all of us. It's all of us. And yes, we have done it. And I really appreciate what you said. Arjun, I've got to go on. I've got a couple other topics, but please continue to call in. And you are the guy that is the role model for those who You've done it. You have jumped out of the fire from New Jersey and bought your own house, and you're going to fix it up, and you are fixing it up. You're cleaning it up, fixing it up. That's impressive. That's impressive. You and Ryan, thank you for what you've done. And we've got Todd in Michigan on hold, but I want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Arjun.
Thank you. Bye.
That's great. Okay. Todd in Michigan. Welcome. You're on with Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You guys are the favorite duo on the show there, so I just wanted to make that known.
Well, all of the instructors have been handpicked. And believe it or not, they may not have known it at the time, but they went through an interview. They went through an interview, and it takes at least an hour with me on the phone asking them all kinds of questions from left field, questions that are really difficult, open-ended questions, and they've all passed. And if they hadn't passed, they wouldn't be on the air. So I'm delighted that you said that, Todd. How can we help you?
A quick thing about the battery chargers, a desulfator maintainer is another good idea.
Yes, we have desulfators here in class. What they are, they are a higher voltage pulsating electronic device. They use the current that the battery already has. They charge up a capacitor, and through an electronic timer circuit in the desulfator, they blast like boom, boom, pulses of, let's say, 60 volts for a very short time. These pulses of electric current blast off the deposits on the lead plates of a lead acid battery. And they work, but if you use it too long, they can destroy your battery. So a little bit's a good thing. So you might want to try it for a week, maybe 2 weeks. If you leave it on for a couple months, it'll destroy the battery. At least that's my experience. Todd?
Yeah, my experience is if you want to make sure that they're topped off with fluid and, like you said, do it for a week or two and then hope that it worked and don't do it again for years. If you try to extend the time you have it hooked up there, you will destroy the battery.
And so when you top off a battery with electrolyte, first of all, wear safety glasses and gloves and protective clothing and have baking soda ready because baking soda will neutralize sulfuric acid, the electrolyte of a lead acid battery, sulfuric acid and distilled water. The bottom line is there is a when you remove the cap, sometimes you can remove the cap, sometimes you can't, of a lead acid battery, you can see there's an indicator as to how full it should be with electrolyte. Too full, it's going to boil over. Too little, the plates don't get covered and you can damage the plates because they get overheated during the normal charging discharging cycles. So you want them to be at the right level, and you can find images on the internet to look at to see what that level is. Use distilled water, nothing else. You don't pour acid in there. You don't pour tap water in there, just distilled water. And Kyle, do you have any comments?
Yeah, well, I've got a pulsator as well. And I was going to say, if you're going to use something, if it's a smaller car-sized battery and you're going to use those and desulfate them, if you have an RV-type battery, they have more, they're able to discharge and charge more often than a regular car battery. So they will last a little bit longer. And if you desulfate them, which, like you said, about every couple of years at the most has been my experience, because it does hasten the death of the battery. But if it's starting to discharge, and you've really got nothing to lose. So anyway.
Yep. I absolutely agree. So we're talking about is deep cycle batteries, which would be called marine batteries. They can last a lot longer. The shelf life of a charged deep cycle battery, it will discharge by itself much more slowly than a typical lead acid battery that's under the hood of your car or truck. And so I have used deep cycle batteries, the large ones, group 27. And there's a chart that says the group size. You can look up battery size chart on the internet and you'll see the different groups. And like a group 27 is fairly large. Group 31 is even larger than that. And I've used group 27s and group 31 deep cycle / marine batteries in tractors. And they work. And they last longer for me than a typical battery that you'd put in a tractor. But I'm not suggesting that it'll work in everybody's case, but they work for us. For, you know, having a bigger battery than normal and a lighter load than normal, it works just great. Todd, any comments?
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the first time I called in. You asked me a question right off the bat that I answered quickly, and I've had much more time to think about, and that was, do I have enough food? And as I got to thinking about it, no, I never have enough food. And everyone would be wise to think the same way, in my opinion.
I've got a comment about that. So we've done a number of classes on the burn rate, B-U-R-N rate, you know, how fast you go through food. And it's way faster than most people would think, especially Kyle's mentioned this over the years many times, that when it's cold, you use more, you know, calories. So you need more, you know, BTUs in the food, if you will. Well, so the burn rate's higher when it's cold than when it's summer and you're not, you know, working so hard. Well, some people buy these long-term 25-year shelf-life foods, and that's fine. However, if an emergency happens and you have to go into it, that 25 years doesn't mean much because you're going to go through it in a couple of weeks. So keep that in mind. So if you want the best bang for the buck, then you're going to want cans and jars and dry food. And if you're concerned about 25 years from now, then, of course, you get the long-term storage food. So they both have their purpose. But the best bang for the buck is going to be the kind that you get at the supermarket on sale. Todd, if you'd like to hold, we'll be right back with Kyle.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us in the front of the classroom. And did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask? Because we have Charles on hold.
No, just a quick comment that I agree with Kyle that we are at war and prepare.
Mm-hmm. One quick short answer question, please. Have we ever given you a bum steer? Have we ever put you down the wrong road where it's led to mistakes?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling, and feel free to call anytime you'd like. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Keep it up, guys.
Thanks so much. Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope everyone's well in the class.
You are so polite. It's delightful hearing from you.
Hopefully someday we'll have a chance to meet and you'll see what a big jerk I really am. But no,
it's impossible.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I think the program's important, and I mean, it's the education. I believe I have a lot of different information in different fields that are useful, but I always find more information useful, and you always surprise me the way you look and dig out facts and your approach to problems. And so you've even inspired me to get more food for storage, different, and also you're like the teacher that students hate, but I think down the road they'll see how useful and how much you are trying to help people.
That's interesting. I hope Kyle didn't remember what you just said, the teacher, the student hate. So I know that's going to come back.
Well, I mean, you know, for some individuals, you know.
I know exactly what you mean, because Mr. Dawson was one of my teachers, and he was tough. Bottom line, he's the one I remember, and he was absolutely outstanding. So I do understand what you mean. You know, the ones that were easy on the students and let them skate by, and, you know, I don't remember them. I don't remember them at all. But Mr. Dawson, yeah, I really remember him, and he was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. So, yeah, I get it. Have we given you any bum steers, Charles?
You and your class, the whole program is set up for me as kind of an inspiration to, like, never give up and to keep, there's always a second approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Kyle and I don't rehearse the broadcast. We're speaking off the cuff, and you know it's different. It's different when Kyle's on. We don't need the talking points because we know that we're going to be talking about things from experience, and I have a rough idea what Kyle knows, and he has a rough idea of what I know, and we just put exclamation points on each other's experiences, and that's how it goes, and it works very well for us. You know, other instructors, I'd like to have talking points, but because I don't know where they're coming from. But not all instructors, just, you know, Norm and I don't have any talking points. Rich, he's got a million talking points. Gwyneth writes me novels and scientific papers when she sends me long emails, and many of them. So I'm absolutely on top of what she wants to talk about as well. But it's good to know that we're making a difference, and it's good to know that people are paying attention. And these are the times that we've been talking about for years. We said they're coming, and they are here. And we said that, I've said to the meetup group many times, you know, Vinny's not going to be here, you know, forever. I don't know when Vinny's not going to be here, but it's going to come that Vinny's not going to be here. And the point is that I need to teach you how to think for yourselves. That's my message. I need to learn how to think for yourselves, because if you just ask me, how do I do this, that, and the other thing, and if I'm not there, you'd be stuck. So I don't want that to happen. I want you to be able to think for yourselves. And what Ryan did, what Argent did, and what you're doing, what we're doing, we're all thinking for ourselves. And frankly, there's so much bad information that's coming from the government. The government contradicts its contradictions, which just contradicted its contradictions. It's like three times a day. And so you can't believe anything, and you have to keep researching, you have to keep learning, and you have to use your intuition, and you have to use your base knowledge. And that's why it's so important to read everything, and that's why it's important to have books, and don't count on the internet, because frankly, yesterday the big companies got shut down for like 6 hours or so. The big companies, the search engine translator, you know, if you type in a phrase and you want to search on it, the translation servers got shut down for some reason, and so you can't even depend on the internet, and I wouldn't. Any quick comments, Kyle?
Well, I got a couple real quick ones, folks. The energy in Europe went up 20% for natural gas in one day, so this is fixing to get real here, so please prepare.
Charles?
Yeah, I agree. Preparation is important, and information is key to that.
Right. That's Charles as a USA Prepares instructor, as is Kyle, as I am. Class, thank you for being in class, and above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Kyle, see you next week.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.